Good morning, I'm Richard Coffin. A local hotel employee is being honored for performing a life-saving act this past April. As a part of Kindness Week, Sherry St. Martin was awarded the Mary Davis Heart of Kindness Award. Officials say the front desk employee at Homewood Suites by Hilton performed CPR on a guest in medical distress, and her quick intervention was instrumental in saving the woman's life.
It was a terrifying experience, but I would do it again in a heartbeat. I don't know the woman that I saved, but I absolutely love her.
Nipissing Paramedic Services presented the award to St. Martin yesterday afternoon. Meantime, Kindness Week wraps up today with a free community lunch from noon until 1:30 in the Regis Parkette at the corner of Fraser and Main. The Canada Industrial Relations Board is now in the process of setting up a vote by the 55,000 members of the Canadian Union of Postal Workers on Canada Post's final offer. This after an order from Federal Jobs Minister Patty Hajdu. The big issue is a proposal for weekend parcel delivery. The union wants them to be full-time employees, while Canada Post insists they be part-time. Investigators from the U.S. and Britain are heading for India to help with the investigation into yesterday's crash of an Air India Boeing 787. All but one of the 242 people aboard the aircraft were killed. The lone survivor, a British man, is expected to recover. One of the victims was a Canadian, a young dentist from Etobicoke, and mother of a one-year-old child. Officials say dozens of people on the ground were also killed. For the second year in a row, Farah Community Services is being recognized as one of the best workplaces in government and social services. They've been awarded the distinction by Great Place to Work Canada, a group described as a global authority on workplace culture. Farah says a recognition highlights its commitment to employee development and well-being, fostering a collaborative culture and creating a safe and supportive space for both staff and clients. Since 1975, Farah has been offering a variety of community-based services, including accessible housing, assisted living supports, and advocacy for living with independence. And the OPP Golden Helmets are helping the Knights of Columbus mark 120 years of the city this weekend. The Precision Motorcycle Team is putting on performances tomorrow and Sunday at Northgate. The North Bay Pipes and Drums and the Rohrab Shrine Cycle, Hillbilly, and Clown units will also be there. Provincial police have static displays set up along with vintage OPP vehicles and current units. Tomorrow evening shows at 6 in the parking lot outside Urban Planet, with Sunday afternoon show at 1. Admission is free.